On the Clazy Matt and Kimber catch-up, calls so graphic, we just could not put them to air. Here's some of the injuries our listeners suffered whilst in the boudoir.
Plus, Matt increases his lead in the surprise quiz. It's quite a mammoth lead now.
I know, it's sad, isn't it? And yep. The boys reviewed their big night out at Alice Cooper.
Oh, and Ace Frehley.
Clazy, Matt and Kimber know what's cool. A house that's fitted with a Panasonic energy-efficient premium inverter from Ford and Doonan Air Conditioning.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Last night, Matt and I went and rocked out and saw Kiss guitar legend Ace Frehley supporting the one and only Alice Cooper.
Oh.
Well, look.
Didn't know both of you went. Rocking out.
Oh, yeah, we were rocking out. I took my brother. You were there with Loz, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, let's say right off the bat, you know, because the most interesting part of the night was the spaceman, right?
Ace Frehley.
So Alice Cooper, amazing, 69, still rocking it. He's got three guitarists plus a bass player plus the one of the best rock drummers I've ever heard live. You know, it was awesome.
So
it was loud.
He also has a blonde guitarist who is gorgeous, who runs around and you just can't but help but look at her. Oh. Her name's Nita Strauss. She's been playing for a long time.
She was shredding it, wasn't she?
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
But our man Ace.
Oh, the spaceman.
Who was the troubled man in Kiss for many, many years.
Oh, my God.
And Matt and I interviewed him a few months back and he said he's been off the booze for a long, long time.
He's been straight for since, you know, and then Alice got off the sauce.
And that's exactly how he talks. Yeah. He's a native New Yorker who was very proud of his city and mentioned it last night when he played Back in the New York Groove.
Oh, look, if you've seen Spinal Tap,
you
realise that it's not a mockumentary, it's a documentary, because that's exactly what Ace Frehley was like last night. So at one point, the guitar starts smoking, right, intentionally in one of the, you know, kind of cheesiest effects you've ever seen. And then he kind of saw, imagine Ozzy Osbourne.
I was about to say, that's what I think of when it's Alice Cooper. I think of Ozzy Osbourne if he hadn't eaten in a while. And so the fact that you're like, now it's Ace Frehley.
Just in that way of talking, like he walks up to the mic and he goes, yeah, still smoking.
It's funny because the inner 15-year-old, my 15-year-old self came out because he did two songs back-to-back from an album called Dynasty, which a lot of people may have had in 79, 80, somewhere around there, which rocked out. But the funniest thing was I walked into the arena last night and it was a sea of black T-shirts.
Yes.
And the only people who weren't wearing black T-shirts up the front, there was a girl dressed as a naughty nurse and I reckon her friend took about 400 photos of her and there was another girl there who had a straight jacket on for Alice. And I was like, I still use straight jackets? She does.
He had a couple of classic lines. You know, at one point, no doubt the dude doing the lights was trying to make it very atmospheric and so turns it all down.
Oh, that was the lit guitar.
And you can't really see Ace, and obviously he couldn't see anything because all of a sudden from the darkness you hear this voice going, you have to give me a little bit of light. I can't see what I'm playing. Insert expletive.
But, so funny. You know when you go to a gig, right, and you happen to get someone with really big hair in front of you, and I thought on a night with rockers that there would be some big hair, but no, there was a woman in front of us. Her hair wasn't that big. She had the biggest hat on. That I'm sure she got it from Slash from Guns N' Roses. And we sat down and went, why is she in front of us?
Oh, it was awesome.
That was a lot of fun.
You know, it's all our age group and older, a lot of guts, you know, squeezed into black T-shirts,
a lot of
bourbon and Coke, but everyone was having a good time.
I can tell you the text message I got from one Matt Diktinsky. I love him. I want to hang out with the spaceman. And I replied, you know, at 66, we could look like that. Skinny legs, no bum, but a really big gut.
Yeah, good. I look forward to that.
I had a ball. It was awesome.
Yeah, great fun. Good to see the legends of rock.
Clazy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
There are some top osteopaths that say the number of injuries that are done during special cuddles has gone up 80% in 5 years.
Oh, really?
In the last 5 years, people are getting it on.
What's happened in the last 5 years, the NBN?
That hasn't happened.
Maybe the fallout from 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay.
But 80% in 5 years, that's quite a steep incline, and they say particularly the number of middle-aged men who are injuring
themselves. Don't look at me when you say that.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, and there's some warnings too, because there's some common sort of problems that are taking place.
Okay.
Mishaps in the shower are the most common cause of special cuddle wounds.
Yeah, look, I think it's overrated, the shower. It's a great idea, but it's made for disaster.
Isn't
too
it?
Many slippery surfaces. You know, you get into a position, you're never getting out of it again.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that the cases are quite common, obviously, and they say they see everything from neck injuries to wrist fractures, ankle sprains and back problems, and hernias are also on the rise.
Yes. Yeah.
From the pelvic region being strained.
Yeah, sure.
Hamstrings, yes.
Okay, they've got to be up there.
What about ego damage?
That goes without saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the thing that's also changed is that they're saying in the past, patients have lied and claimed that they suffered their injuries while doing DIY or fishing.
Which in a way they were.
Well, yes, but apparently now we're a bit more loud and proud.
Yeah.
People are a little less taboo about the special cuddles and a little bit more like, hey, check out my injury. I got this while doing something a bit sexy.
And hallelujah for that too.
This theory that Cirque du Soleil are partly responsible for this, right? So you go and see Cirque du Soleil with your partner. There are a lot of sexy young bodies from around the world performing in front of you, and they're contorting their bodies. And if you attempt the Cirque du Soleil lifts, then you're going to have some troubles.
Isn't that interesting, though? I watch Cirque du Soleil and it makes me want to go home and eat pyjamas and eat ice cream and think about why I haven't used my body in 10 years.
Yeah, they're incredible. It's either that or seeing Pink live.
Could it also be the fact that, pharmaceuticals help in the boudoir has certainly become more less taboo as well? So people are going, yeah, bring it on.
Yeah.
And, no doubt that's making people go, right, shall we? Let's a nice dinner and let's get on with it.
Well, that is true. I mean, I'm just going to put it out there. I don't want to put you guys on the spot, but have you ever had an injury that's been as a result from special cuddles?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. What kind of injury?
Oh, nothing that I needed. Well, nothing that I went to the doctors about, but I've been, barely able to walk or bend over at times after.
or bend over.
That came out a little wrong.
Well, I'm just glad you didn't say you got a fractured Johnson at any stage or anything like that. Can I be honest with you? I've got some strapping on my shoulder today. Oh. It's pretty heavy duty. I feel like Matthew Pavlich.
Yes. That's actually a lot of strapping.
Can I be completely honest? This was from Special Cuddles a week and a half ago. And I felt the moment when it went and I can't say too much because, who are we listening?
Yeah.
But I did hear the words, "Are you okay?" And I said, "I feel no pain. I feel no pain."
Until a week and a half later where, had that? That looks professionally strapped.
The physio, Karen up yesterday put that
I
on.
I did it.
But Matt did it.
Did you tell the physio that's how you got your injury?
No, if she's listening now, she'll know. Morning.
Cleasy, you've got to be honest because that helps them ascertain how it happened and how to treat the problem.
I was just a little bit embarrassed. I haven't seen Crystal for a while.
Well, speaking of someone who's sore, our call of the day prize is to Thor Ragnarok. What did I say? I got it wrong before.
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok. It's 4 tickets to Grand Cinema's Gold Lounge.
Thanks
to Marvel Studios.
Oh, is it?
Can you let me finish?
Sorry.
In cinemas finish. October 26. Tickets are on sale now at grandcinemas.com.au.
That's how he got his last special cuddles injury because he said, "Would you let me finish?"
Yeah.
Give us a call, 1333 53. How did you hurt yourself during special cuddles?
And have you been to the physio since?
Claire, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Delicate subject we're speaking about today. So we, look, kids being driven to school in cars.
Of course.
We've been careful.
Well, apparently the number of injuries that happen during special cuddles have gone up 80% in the last 5 years.
Mm.
People are getting a little more amorous and a bit more adventurous in the bedroom.
Which is a good thing. We applaud that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just be careful.
Well, we thought we'd ask how you hurt yourself during special cuddles, and the producers told us that they've had a fantastic time taking the calls, but lots of them can't go to air.
No, that'll be our midnight to dawn show.
Can we do an after dark?
Yes.
Well, I like that.
Off air, we had a little chat to Doug. So if you want to hear Doug's story, it's hilarious, but it has to be in our podcast.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Going in the bondage cast.
We want to know how you've hurt yourself during special cuddles. And Colin called from Coogee. Colin, what happened?
Hello there. Hi. Yes, I was having special cuddles with my wife and actually felt something sort of go into my eye. And I lost spike in the bottom of my eye and it gradually got worse and worse. And I actually went blind in one eye.
Oh, dear. Well, they do say that it will send you blind, Colin. I was told that as an adolescent many, many times.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. Yeah, but I mean, I wasn't actually doing that at the time.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. Special cuddles.
All of a sudden, I'm lost for words.
Absolutely. Please tell me that was temporary blindness there, Colin.
Oh, yeah. I went for about a year and a half. I was blind and I just kept walking into things and falling over things and was shopping. And
kidding.
Wow.
A year and a half.
Probably the most embarrassing thing was the wife just really gloated on it, because when I went to the doctor, every time I went and kept asking questions how it happened.
Yeah, yes.
They would answer all sorts of questions like, you know, was it particularly vigorous at the time? And I was saying, well, yeah, I thought it was quite vigorous. And my wife would just say, stand there and say, well, I didn't think it was.
And then at the end of the day, Colin, does it really matter whether it was vigorous or not? You're blind, that's all.
I know, I was, yeah. I had to have an operation in the end. I had to take the viscous out the eye. And
oh, really?
Oh, right.
Jeez, yeah. Special cuddles.
You're a legend, mate. You're vigorous Colin for us forever now.
Thank you.
Glad you've recovered. Thanks, Cole.
I tell you, life is a dangerous journey, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, wow.
In Dianella. G'day, Doug.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good, mate. What's your story?
Well, pretty much after the whole 50 Shades of Grey thing, an ex-girlfriend of mine decided she wanted to, you know, have a bit of fun, do all that sort of stuff. So straight down to the sex shop, and she bought all, you know, a couple little things, including some beads that are inserted.
Oh, beads on a string. Excellent.
Basically, yeah. So she's all tied up and everything, and of course, so I'm and it didn't get fourth pop.
Uh-oh.
One didn't come back.
Lost a bead.
Oh, no.
Lost a bead in the zone.
It ended up being me on the ground crying my eyes out in laughter while she's contorted into weird positions in the mirror trying to...
What'd you do next, Doug? You go tweezers or what was going on?
Oh, I was getting ready to get the chopsticks, mate. But
did you end up in emergency?
After about 5 minutes, she ended up pulling a disc in her back and I had to put her in the car and drive her to the emergency room wearing nothing but a robe. And the doctors finally managed to get it out with some big, long-looking plier type thing.
How sexy.
I was getting comments like, I could have sworn she was pregnant. I was like, I was getting things like, you know, you did this to me.
You're a willing participant. Love it.
Oh, terrifying. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Daggy.
Not a problem. Have a good one.
In Belia, Richard. G'day, mate.
Hey, mate. How's it going?
Good, buddy. What's your story?
So I was at Splendor in the Grass 2014, we were just camping out. And after the festival, I met this girl, and she happened to camp next to me. So, after a couple of drinks, we decided to go back into my tent. And, just special cuddles happened, and she ended up tearing my foreskin. And I had to go to hospital that day. I had to perform a procedure, an emergency circumcision.
Wow,
Richard. Our eyes are watering, bro.
Wow, yeah. Richard, in hindsight, do you think, you know, were you doing anything in particular that made you go, oh, I could see how that happened?
Not really. I mean, it was after a festival, so I didn't really notice it was that bad until, like, the morning.
But, yeah.
It was pretty bad because I left it rather than like going home on the Sunday. I stayed and then went to the hospital on the Monday. the doctors weren't too impressed with me.
That really is a gig to remember, Richard.
Yeah, it is. that one.
Oh man, you're okay now, mate? No.
Yeah, all good. Actually, I probably should have done it a while ago. So kind of worked out in the end.
Didn't need that foreskin anyway. Don't worry about it.
Every foreskin has a silver lining.
Pop it in the bin. And look at that, not one Richard joke.
No. Thanks, Rich. Good on you, brother.
All right.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
The following is an official announcement from the Australian government.
Over the past few years, thought crime has reached record levels. Subversion is rife. Our enemies are everywhere.
Trust no one.
Luckily, there is an answer.
Peter Dutton.
No, not Peter Dutton.
Thank God.
Introducing a new series on Podcast One that interrogates the real threats to Australia, like John Safran, Rob Sitch, and children's author Andy Griffiths.
Oh, God, I love those Treehouse books.
Who will survive? Who will fail? Introducing Extreme Vetting with The Chaser.
The Chaser.
The only show with the power of life and death over its guests.
Listen at podcastone.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
currently in the NBL of the Mighty Wildcats, back-to-back champions, 2-0.
2-0.
Good start.
If they were to lose on the weekend, then it would be a surprise, wouldn't it?
Well,
it is a surprise quiz, Matt versus Kimbo.
It's been a while pretending
we were talking to Damien Martin this
morning. I've got the West Open. I'm looking at, you know, Casey Prather about to ask my, you know, in-depth question about basketball.
Yeah, we'll still talk to Marto. Damien's coming on tomorrow.
All right.
Okay, cool. Surprise quiz. Now, what is the tally? We haven't played in a while.
Current score check is Matt 22, Kimber 1.
No.
I'm only joking. Matt 8, Kimber 5.
Oh, you've made such a comeback.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, America's Cup 83 at the moment.
Yeah, you're like the Dockers on derbies.
Let's not jinx anything. Okay. Here we go.
So, Matt 8, Kimber 5. It's time for the surprise quiz. Let's play. Everybody's ready. Mm-hmm. Question number one, you guys. Are we using names for buzzers?
No, we just shout the answer.
Okay.
It has been a while since we played
my
these
voice
surprise
is deep,
quiz.
But you should be able to tell the difference.
It's a beautiful deep
G'day,
voice.
I'm Kimber Cahill. How are you?
I love that. She needs a quick operation. Look, question number one. What weekly event returns this Friday night to Forest Chase?
The markets.
You know the correct name of it?
I'm going to go...
The Forest Chase Markets.
Night Markets. Night Markets.
The Forest Chase Night Markets.
Taste of Perth Night Markets.
It's called the Twilight Hawkers Market.
Oh.
Because he got in first, I'm giving Matt half a point.
That's fair.
Okay. The score is Matt half a point, Kimber yet to score.
It could be a very important half.
It could be, actually, yeah. I'll have half. Question two, which Perth train line was shut down during the storm on Monday afternoon?
Armidale Line.
That's incorrect, Matty. Yeah. Kimber, you want to have a crack? You get a free crack at this one. Perth suburb.
I'll go Mandraline.
Ah, no, it was Midland.
Midland.
Oh, score check.
So far, so great.
Yeah, Matt, a half. Kimber yet to upset the scoreboard attendant.
I hope you prepped extra questions this time, Clarsey.
72 questions for you two. Question number three. A muscle-ripped kangaroo was in the news this week. Which WA town was it seen near?
Margaret River.
Oh, yes. That'd
ooh,
win.
Get well down. Ba-ba-ba-bum.
Score check. Is
that? Ba-ba-ba-ba-bum. Ba-bum.
Okay, Skippy. Give it up. Matt, 1.5, and Kimber yet to score. You need to make a comeback, Kimbertron. Question four. According to Sportsbet, who's the favourite to replace Lisa Wilkinson on Nine's Today Show?
Carrie Bickmore.
Georgie, whatever her lovely name is.
Okay, so we're talking about a replacement, so I don't think Carrie Bickmore's moving from
I'm just
Project
saying
from
that
10.
Today's article this morning is Carrie Bickmore. I'm just giving you the most current news.
Oh, really? As in switching networks.
Georgie
networks.
Mac and McNamara?
Chris Barth.
Night Markets?
No, you both know. Well, Sportsbet says Sylvia Jeffries, the newsreader.
Sylvia Jeffries.
The blonde newsreader with the giant eyes.
Okay, or Sylvia Stefanovich.
Yeah, Stefanovich. Yeah. So it's Matt 1.5, Kimber 0.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Question five, what's the capital of Hungary?
Budapest.
Correct. So we need a, I don't think we need to go nearest
the bin. You see the way, not only did I say Budapest, but I said Budapest.
Budapest. I know who you are. I know what's going on.
Yeah, the winner is Matt.
You win on one and a bit points these days.
Two and a half to zero.
And do you know why it's called Budapest? Because there were two towns either side of the river. One was Buda and one was Pest. And they united, as all good people should.
Did you just make that up?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you were being funny.
No. Who do you think you're talking to?
Wow, that was a terrible surprise quiz for me.
Sorry.
I felt good about it.
Yeah. So the score check right now is Matt 9, Kimber 5.
Okay.
You never know when there'll be another surprise quiz right here.
And the great thing is I've already prepped my questions for Damien Martin
for
tomorrow.
Good.
I'm having the day off.
Clarsey, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for.
Not really.
Yeah. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, you know, my birthday's just been, and a friend of mine bought me a telekinetic abacus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for my birthday. Mm. Yeah, it wasn't my favourite present, but hey, it's the thought that counts.
Oh, brother.
No, I'll pay that.
That's not terrible.
Yeah.
It's a slow burn.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, pretty low bar to start
there's
with.
There's a cream for that.
Everyone's got a line for Paulie.
Well, there's another Clarsey, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Clarsey, Matt and Kimber are only a click of a button away. Just like keeping your whole house cool in summer with Panasonic and Ford and Dunan air conditioning.